The giant spinning wheel has come to a halt. No more vowels to buy. No more chance of big spin, big money. Well, not until the fall. By now you likely heard that 77-year-old Pat Sajak from television's Wheel of Fortune has retired after 41 years. Do I think that was one job a person could do well into their 80s without much effort? Yes, I do. Was he probably sick to death of puzzle-solving contestants and Vanna White? Also, likely yes. In his touching farewell address, he says the opposite and that it was a privilege to come into people's homes night after night and decade after decade. The game show became a tradition for many people. It even became a learning tool. Sajak said, I felt it is important to keep the daily, half-hour show a safe place for family fun, excluding any social issues or political talk from the banter. I wanted to keep the show just a game. Gradually, it became more than that. A place where kids learned their letters, where people from other countries honed their English skills, where families came together along with friends and neighbors and entire generations, he added. What an honor to have played even a small part in all that. The nostalgia of it all got me thinking of other iconic game show hosts. If we go way back, there was Password with Alan Ludden, who was Betty White's husband. The show paired celebrities with regular folks to guess words from verbal clues. Remember Truth or Consequences? That was hosted by the beloved Bob Barker, and how some of us knew him way before The Price is Right came along. And who could forget Richard Dawson kissing his way through the contestants of the original Family Feud? This was long before Steve Harvey. Never to be forgotten is Regis Philbin in The Chair for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That was one I really enjoyed. I'm still prompted at times to blurt out, can I phone a friend? So many game shows over the years and a genre still going strong. Not to forget female hosts, although there are not nearly as many. Kudos to Anne Robinson and Jane Lynch for both heading up The Weakest Link. They both scared me. Technically, Vanna is a co-host of Wheel of Fortune and deserves her due. Probably, the most famous and most iconic game show would have to be Jeopardy. It is my least favorite because those brainiacs just make me feel bad about myself. It is still going strong, although with a very different dynamic since the passing of Alex Trebek in 2020. When Wheel of Fortune rolls back out in the fall, it will be with Ryan Seacrest as host. Personally, I think he'll be a natural, bringing his charm and friendly personality to the mix. I mean, Seacrest is truly the ultimate host. I'm sure they will add a few bells and whistles, but keep Vanna, turning the tiles, and bringing the glamour. So, the game will continue, but differently. Memorable game show hosts will live on through reruns and our collective memories. To be remembered by families, across the globe, in a good way is the best way to end a career. Jackpot, Pat Sajak. Wheels up and enjoy the next journey.